This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm Roel Forcey. We're powered by JTF Gov, the number one HP Federal Power MPS partner. So Terry McLaurin spoke today. You heard that live here in The Fan. Said he's pretty frustrated over the lack of a contract, hasn't heard from the team in over a month about negotiations for a new deal, and that he has not yet decided if he'll report on time for training camp. Team also announced today that Art Monk's number 81 will be officially retired by the team this season. That'll happen Week 9 Sunday Night Football against Seattle. Mission Critical, that's JTF Specialty. We're a top-ranked HPA MPS power partner for a reason. We don't just ship products. We deploy fully integrated mission-ready solutions from D.C. to Europe, powered by HP, delivered by JTF. Check us out at jtfgov.com. From the Crop Metcalf 5-Star Sports Desk, I'm Roel Forcey on The Fan.
If teams don't progress, do you know how you'll approach camp?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I haven't decided that yet. I'm trying to take things day by day. And, you know, I think that's the disappointing part, where I was hoping up until this point things would clear up a lot more than they have. And so I haven't made that decision yet. And I'm just going to see how the rest of this week goes and take it day by day and go from there.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We are live, Eastern Motors, Laurel, Maryland. We just asked questions, talked to Terry McLaurin for a while. I think, you know, the situation is out in the open now. Terry is clearly frustrated, wants to stay in D.C., isn't so sure he will. Let's let some folks weigh in. How you feeling out there? Fabian is in Fairfax. Fabian, how you feeling about this Terry situation?
It's a little worrisome, but like at the same time, like you got to stay composed, I think, as fans. But B. Mitch, I actually have a question for you. The one thing that kind of caught my eye was the month, kind of just no discussions between each other. What do you think about it? And like, because like, that to me is a little bit interesting, but I want to know what you're kind of thoughts on that. That was a little shocking to me to
hear that, you know, that they hadn't had any conversations. But then he also mentioned that it was a meaningful conversation. So I don't know if he was judging it as, you know, not having completely no conversation, because it was like sometimes people could reach out to you in negotiations and they say absolutely nothing. And that's just like not communicating with me in my book. You know what I mean? So I don't know if they hadn't talked or they never mentioned anything meaningful that could make a difference. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the last time, you know, we really got to talk to AP, unless I'm missing something, was kind of pre and post draft, and then at the owners' meetings. The owners' meetings were, and you know, May.
Been a while.
No, those were March. The draft was probably the last time we talked to him.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep these phone lines going. I want to let people weigh in where they think things are. Mo is in Largo. Mo, what up?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
What's up? No problem.
I think this thing is going left, gentlemen, personally. And I kind of made this point yesterday. I think we're all assuming that, you know, Terry deserves 3 years and, you know, they're offering him 3 years and maybe the AAP isn't what we think it should be or what he thinks it should be. But I think it's an issue with the years because Terry isn't, he's not a grandstander. I don't think he's going out there asking for an astronomical number. I think he reads the room well. You know, most of these deals that are being signed now are 3-year deals. As far as the money being guaranteed, it's a 3-year deal. So I'd imagine he would stay within the confines of that. And if that's the case, then the problem is they're not offering him enough years. And if that's where we are, I don't know how we come back from here, gentlemen. I don't see it getting any better, but I hope I'm wrong. But that's what it feels
so,
like to me. Thank you.
Dude, I asked him that. I asked, you know, is there a point of no return? And he said, there probably is. I don't think we're there yet, but there probably is, and time is ticking. The first thing I said to B is I think a lot of people are going to freak out. I think the reaction is probably somewhere in the middle. But I think nothing has happened that creates a scenario where they can't keep
figure
it out.
Yeah.
Think about Myles Garrett, dude. He put out like a Facebook post saying he was done with Cleveland,
yeah.
Never wanted to come back.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, I have seen this happen. Like that was a heartfelt press conference where he said things, but he didn't say nothing that was astronomical or crazy. But I've seen people go way beyond that. I've seen teams go beyond that, and they still sign a deal. So I think in sometimes you play those hardball type things. Hey, man, treat the special people special.
You know where I'm at, dude? I feel for Terry the human. I think for Terry the football player, this is all kind of unfortunately normal.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the football world. But Terry the dude, I believe him when he was like, man, I came to OTAs. We had this crazy great year last year. Everything just felt so good, and now it feels different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that is just real life. I think that's him telling the truth, and I feel for that. I want to keep phones going.
That's how I felt after the game in Tampa in 1999.
Yeah.
Basically, that's how it is. You have a touchdown, you come in, and then you get a little funny feel. But I don't see these people doing like those people did. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's all I'm saying.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Brandon in Fredericksburg.
What up, B?
Hi. I just want to say congrats to Art Monk so far. That's a pretty awesome thing to happen today. But with the Terry situation, yeah, that's very ridiculous. I really wonder what Adam Peters have been doing for the last month while there's been absolutely zero conversations that have terribly worrisome. And I mean, if you're not going to sign a guy like Terry that's been here for however many years it is at this point and done all the things correct off the field, it's like, what does that show to everybody else on the team? You know, if you're not going to pay him, who else are you going to pay?
It's a great question, man. And you got it. You also, they got to run their business, their football operation, the way they see fit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy to say that, but Lord knows what direction this thing could go. In an effort to appease my man Landini, I am going to go to break on time here. Everybody that's on hold, stay there. We're going to take your calls when we return. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.